Well, it's quite an enormous challenge. The world is so dynamic. Events happen in the twinkling of an eye, and you have to spin with the world, as it were. This is the epicenter of international relations, the epicenter where conflicts are tabled and attempts made to resolve them, the epicenter of solutions to the world's problems, not only conflicts, but economics and development, of gender equality and human development, human security. And so for me, it's been an opportunity to put theory into practice.
Given that this is the first time that five women are sitting on the Security Council, what are your thoughts about making history?
Today, there are five women constituting one-third of the membership of the Security Council. Yes, it gives us hope that women can constitute half of the Security Council, a 50-50. Of course, 15 cannot be divided exactly into two, but women can constitute a majority in the Security Council.
And do you notice a sense of camaraderie or special cooperation among the five women?
Oh, yes, we are sisters. It's an international sisterhood. We consult, and sometimes we have a girls' outing. We have a brother meeting of women ambassadors. But it's surprising that what we talk about still center around the international common interest. Women, the progress of young women. We want them to do better than we are doing or better than we have done. We want to encourage them to keep their eyes above the little challenges that they have, because succeeding generations must take over from us as we age and leave the scene. But we want to be a pillar of strength for them.
What would you like to see happen during Nigeria's tenure on the council?
You know, what I want to see is to reduce the number of conflicts in Africa. It is important that we move from the resolution of conflicts to development, so that we will have a less threatening world. Because now there's a multiplication of conflict. The entire Sahel region is full of conflict, and it's very, very saddening. We're helping to resolve our conflicts, but we do not want to be defined as a conflict-ridden continent. Very, very fortunately, Sierra Leone has graduated. I would want to see the case of Sierra Leone as a success story replicated in every area of conflict in the world, not only in Africa, but in the world. That's my greatest desire, and that will be the cornerstone of what I would describe as success.
And what were some of the high points of Nigeria's presidency of the Council?
Perhaps the highest point for us and for most nations was the first ever resolution, a stand-alone resolution on security sector reform, Resolution 2151. For a long time, we nursed the idea that security sector reform is not just one that could apply to post-conflict areas, but especially as a preventive to conflict. And so we were very glad to achieve consensus in that area. But what is unique about it is there is the promise of national ownership, that member states can own it and adapt it to their own security sector.